Social outcasts, great.
It's great to hear that they're back. That's great.
It's really great.
Roman Reigns is out, so they had to bring in the heavy hitters, you know?
Ryan's fourth goal hitter came in a win.
Yacht Rock. Group in various grisly sets from the up.
Nope. This whole Yacht Rock station.
Kids were in the club, and people with money were on yachts. Sirius XM's Yacht Rock Radio.
I don't know if I'm actually ready to fucking handle a full station of Yacht Rock right now. I kind of want something like slightly more aggressive or something. I'm not, like, a little more.
See that you feel the same way. I never dreamed there'd be.
imagine the term yacht rock is one of those terms that, like, came up years after the fact, right? It's just one of those, like, derisive, like, fucking yacht rock. Like, I would be surprised if it turned out that that was just a term that was used at the time that a lot of this music was being recorded and released. You know? Go. Yeah, exactly. It was just soft rock. Your soft rock station. I can't handle it. I can't handle it.
He's going
to listen to Elvis Radio.
Outtakes, because he had great recordings of the song. They sent me the outtakes of the splice. We spliced it. We didn't use what we got now, like roaches.
Fish, and 3 days in a row here at the Bill Graham Civic, July 18th, 19th, and 20th. Great. Let's go see Fish three times. Let's go see Fish three times, guys. Or I could just listen to this 1990 recording of The Grateful Dead in Hamburg.
Welcome to Radio Margaritaville. I'm Jimmy Buffett, and I listen to you. It's good.
Fuck you, man. Like hop on, hop off, fucking double decker tourist buses is in front of me, and like we're kind of rolling through a rough part of town, strip clubs and like it can be a little wild around here. And I'm not, it's funny to me that, like, this double-decker thing is driving through this area. Oh, they're turning. Okay. They're turning before they get to the new century. It's the place to hop off. No one hopped off. Oh, we got fish right here. I don't even need to go to the show. This is some yacht rock.
Names and the guys that have sold the millions of records or whatever, but there's so many of these guys out there that if you discover and look a little bit, you're going to find some amazing talents.
The second Replacements record's called Replacement Stink, and it starts out with a house party being crashed by the cops, and you hear a recording that somebody taped at this party, and the cops are coming in. This is the Minneapolis police. Please break it up. And then some guy yells out, fuck you! And that's Dave Perner.
Oh, is it really?
And then the record starts.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, let's get one more in, and I'll let you go. Well, I'll let you guys wrap up now because I'm actually almost out of time. So we'll set up the last track, and I'll let you guys get out of here. But it's great to see you.
You too.
And
thank you.
Congrats. I'm glad D-Generation is alive once again. July 29th. Everybody, go out and buy Nothing Is Anywhere, the new album. Go to, what is it, degeneration.us?
It's degenerationx.biz.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Like that's,
yeah, we're national. Yeah. We're nationwide, like BFG would say. We're bad, we're nationwide.
Go to degeneration.us, find a date near you, and by the way, the cover photo is killer.
Huh?
Where is this? Is this is did you long... commission this, or what's the story?
Yeah, we commissioned it out of blood, my blood. It's a long story, but yeah, that came from just a sketch, and Jesse and I were talking about it. I just had this idea, and at the last minute, you know, he was
Joseph
like,
"Joseph Cleaver shot it."
Yeah,
it's a little boy pissing in the
East River. It had nothing to do with it.
So wait, you actually shot this?
I didn't, but I was there holding,
holding his penis.
Boom!
Don't start that.
So this was shot for the record. This wasn't just a photo that you found and licensed.
No. That was just.
Oh, this was set up.
Yep. Yeah,
actually, when Danny first called me up with the idea for the cover, it was going to be a young girl peeing in the East River, and it was a sentiment, a statement, and we just thought, well, I don't know, it might get misunderstood, and we don't want to do that again. It's actually our friend's son, and Danny went with this photographer, Joseph Cleaver, to the other side somewhere in Long Island City, and he said we almost fell between rocks, and this little kid, it was pretty brave.
The kid was such a trooper. His name is Sammy. Sammy, if you're listening. But he was really cool. And it was snowing. And the sun came out for like an hour. And we got the shot.
Is he actually pissing? Or did you put that in after?
He's actually pissing. But it's kind of...
We made the stream a little stronger.
we wanted to get our point across.
We threw some more Gatorade into the photo.
I was trying to look at him. I was like, you actually made him... pull it out and piss.
Every kid wants to do that.
A little boy can piss anywhere. I mean, we still do it.
Oh, awesome stuff.
That's all right,
what's the last song we're going to play for
whatever
people?
You like.
Man, it's too hard. You're asking me.
It's your show, Doctor.
I love Piece of the Action.
Go for it.
I love Queen of it. I love 21st Century Blues, too. Let's do Piece of the Action. I really like Piece of the Action. This shows you how great the record is, because this is the 11th track on the record, and Militant is the 10th. Most records are front-loaded. This is front and back-loaded, so it's all good stuff.
This is deep.
And this is, like, epic for you guys coming in at 4 minutes and 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, I think it's the longest song we ever recorded.
This is New Degeneration. We'll come back and wrap it up on what's been a really busy edition of Eddie Trunk Live here on Trunk Nation.
X-Pac on bass. Some 41.
In a row, man. But yeah, I gotta ask you, man. I mean, definitely, you know, I've been in the hip-hop game even longer than you, man. And if you tell me, like, in 86 that Rakim was like the paid in full, if some guy named Eddie Sanchez in Nicaragua wrote it, and Rakim was just spitting it. You know, I don't know how I would feel about that album. You know what I mean? And then these days, I don't know, the cats came out and said, you know, Drake had a ghostwriter and somebody else wrote it, and it kind of just came and went. Do you feel like we're in different times where hit records matter more than
finally
the true art of MCing?
Taking on this
what's your opinion
topic about
that?
It's like a perception-wise, it's a topic of discussion, and it can go in many different directions. Me personally, I've been in the studio with Drake before, and I've watched him write records. So, you know, I've watched his talent not only write records, but him write records for other people. We have to also realize that Drake is not just a rapper, hip hop. You know, it's like R&B, and he's a great artist, man. So there may be someone saying, okay, I contributed to a harmony, or I contributed to a melody for parts like him, and you know, you have to understand things like that in the studio collectively. When you watch a lot of artists nowadays, there's a writing team implemented in the studios for the sole purpose of coming up collectively to make records. If you have to come up with something, it's a team effort. So hit records nowadays are a team effort, because we know being the dopest MC and being on the top of Billboard are two different things.
That's a great answer.
And the sole purpose of let's sell records, we love to do this for the love and for the art of it.
Right.
As MCs, but at the end of the day, we do want to provide for our family and our friends and make great business moves. So if we have to form a Voltron of writing, a writing team,
right,
so be it.
The problem, though, I think with too many hit records, and if you start drinking the Kool-Aid of the whole team pushing you forward, then you get the possible Kanye West syndrome on Sway in the Morning, where he just, you know, is like, man, fuck this, I'm just going, hey, you don't know what the fuck you're saying, Sway, I know what I'm saying, you know what I mean? And I think, do you think that sometimes people actually drink the Kool-Aid, man? How did you feel about that, by the way? I know I haven't talked to you since that happened. Do you feel it was justified or it was out of control?
I think that's one of the most misunderstood interviews of recent times. You know, and not being biased, just because, you know, that's Big Bro. And at first I was like, Kanye snapping, he tripping. But when you look at what he was saying, and you look at a black man in the fashion world, of what he was saying, and I kind of felt him. I kind of felt like, you know, he was saying, when I was working for Louis Vuitton, when I had the Kanye West Louis Vuitton shoe, everything was good. When I was working with Nike and all of these things, I was their friend. I was their token black. It was okay for me to go to these fashion shows and sit front row and so on and so forth. But when I transitioned into being not just their friend or being employee of theirs, now I'm their competition. Now they fear me. Now they fear me as not just Kanye. Grow in your respective field. And you see classism still playing a role in today's society. It's a higher level of racism, because it's like, now, no matter how much money I have, I still won't be allowed to be in these certain classes and be respected because of the fact of where I come from. So the classism has definitely replaced racism, but still there. And I think that's what he was saying. And he just got lost in the sauce for people just saying, well, that's just Kanye drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, so they wrote it off like that.
Well, I hear you, man. I love your opinions and the way you speak right now. You like, sound like you're running for mayor of Oakland right now, man. I love it, man. It's like like the politician, man. All right, well, look, man, you're doing so much work. I can't even keep up with all the stuff you got out. So talk about the new stuff. At least let's promote the new things you got coming.
Well, Tech, man, this has been a process of me working on this album for 5 years, man. And it's finally, it came to the light. I felt that this, you know, now was the perfect time for me to put it out. The project is called Son of a Pimp 2. It's a follow-up to my project that I dropped in 2005,
right. First
one. You actually helped me put some tracks together on that first one.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you remember, but
absolutely,
you actually gave me You gave me a Kanye West beat then.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying, man. We was working with the Cat back then, and that's why.
That's what I think. It was crazy. You gave him the first platform, so I had a Kanye West beat on the first album that you helped me grab. And so 10 years, 11 years later, I put this project together, and it was basically just a collection of music that I did with my friends for my friends.
Gotcha.
I wasn't following any popular cadence in hip-hop. I wasn't trying to emulate the hottest song or mimic what was going on right now. So I just want the gatekeepers of hip-hop, like yourself, right, like Sway, like, you know, true hardcore fans of hip-hop, right, to listen to it. And when they listen to it, the music's going to speak for itself because it's pure. And it's honest. It's something that's missing in 2016 in hip-hop.
Absolutely, man. Well, look, we're talking to Mr. FAB, the legendary homie from the Bay Area. Again, I can't say how proud I am of you for staying in tune and getting better and better over the years. It's amazing. I don't see that often in our business. I see people fade away after 3 or 4 tries and they're gone. So congratulations to you. What's the name of the project, man, and where can they get it?
The project is called Son of a Pimp 2. It's available on iTunes, Google Play, RapBay.com, Rhapsody, Tidal, you know, wherever people get music from these days, man. Spotify, and like I say, man, even if you just put ears to it, you know, go to YouTube and just listen to a few songs, man. You're going to want to hear the project in its completion and its entirety because it's some good music, man, and it's honest music. Don't be afraid of the features being like, oh, this is a compilation. No, it's actually a collage. It's a collage of my life depicted through art with my friends helping me add color to the painting that I was able to cultivate, man.
Yeah.
And
cultivate that painting.
It's some nice music, Tech. I swear, man. I have a hard copy for you, man. I'm out here.
In LA, yeah. Hopefully, I'll see you tomorrow, man. But let's get into the record right now, man. World famous Wake Up Show. That's Mr. FAB Revolution. Let's get ready to bang it, man. Hey, FAB, I'm gonna call you later, my man. All right.
Thank you, big brother. I love you, bro.
All right, love you too, brother, man. Peace.
From the cops, y'all know I've been hot since First Street, over 20 deep in the spot. See what the turf breeds, black sheep, bad seeds. I had steeds since the days of baggy jeans, thong tees, oversized caps, that was me. Gradually, I get some clothes that fit. Guess I changed my style, let me see, that's it. It was the cheese, the trips, overseas, the chicks. Stop squeezing the pin, started to out of my BlackBerry bowl, unplug the phone, I don't wanna be Reese. Indeed, close my eyes and let my pen dream. You can scribble a better scenery. Guess I paid my dues, some paid cash. I caught fire, they got gas, I just slap.
Of a ghetto boy, the realest has my dreams from Geppetto's ploys, plots, and schemes. Steadily intervene to freedom ring in a nigga ear like Mr. Clean. Ha, from Philly to Philistine. If you feel it, Philistine, all my delicate, intricate filigreen. Decorated soldier, militant since a teen. Roll like the heads of kings from guillotines with boys from the hood and girls from Ipanema. The company I keep me comfortably in team, in tune with the times that we currently are being. Both sides of the story I'm reporting from between. Yes, and this pursuit is the proof and representative of my Midwest roots. Coming home to roost with a great big bowl of the soul, chicken noodle soup. You can call me Lupe. I keep you in the loop, keep you in the news, to keep you out the noose. Mr. Fabby Davis, your moment has arrived. Salutations to the Bay, Mac Dre is alive.
The man on the bottom finally made it to the top. I'm just laughing at these haters cause I know that they shocked. The underdog finally made it to the top. I'm just laughing at these haters cause I know that they high.
Like I started from the bottom, now I'm here. Hey, but I really started in the rear, in the back, like when them crackers wanted rules of the sit without the park. I arose from the bench, I'm the phoenix, I arose from the pit, and my clothes didn't fit, and my shows wasn't thick, and my flows didn't spit. I was rambling words, not making any sense. I was stuck on the curb with a pocket full of lint, but mama, look at me now, little Stan is the man, and people go out their way to take pictures and shit.
Take your shirt off, wave right here like a helicopter. I ain't putting up, then all you do is smoke tobacco. Where the hell you get them from? You just say he made them. My chase a bounty hunter, they get chased by the baby. My first
cause we coming up on uncharted.
This is how you do it, last big week of June. I can't believe how fast June is flying through here, isn't it? Hi, it's Jeff Fox. We're going to do some music from Marvin, of course. Marvin on a Monday, the eighth day. Stevie Wonder. Santana, I like that. Soul Town, classic soul. And Motown from the 60s and the early 70s.
Now this late 70s soul. Fuck out of here with that shit.
Radio.
Oh, cops. says No Shoes, and they're playing Green Day. I don't know, and it's listed as country. Channel 62, No Shoes, and it's Green Day. This is not, I mean, not country. I want to see what they play after that. I want to see if they fucking identify what this station is, because I don't know what the fuck's going on. Put shoes on and walk the fuck out of here. Also irresistible.
Give in.
You fool.
Give in.
Well, I've been spending a lot of time hanging around down the beach.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you guys. Hey, you want to know what happened?
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, come on. Right. You know how I got. All right.
Well, I met a boy this summer. It was all very romantic.
Oh, yeah?
Loving has me at last.
Summer loving happened so fast.
Met a girl raising for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer I've got a real, real strong disdain for Greece.
Tell me more. I can see her in the car.
make you want to say fine. Mama, trip of the hair, I have a hair, the hair in mine. I like oysters, lobster stew. I like my tasty butter fish, Joe. When I come home late at night, drip, drip, dripping on a window pane, wash it. Hortay, da-da-da-day, Hortay, she wants to say food, Mama.
I've been kind of feeling this 40s station lately. I don't know what the fuck that says about me. The last couple times I've come across this, I've been like, yeah, you know, it's like, let's listen to some Fallout music. It'll be okay.
I like oysters, lobsters too. I like my tasty butterfish food. When I come home late
at night, food.
I get my favorite dish, fish. Hold tight, hold tight, hold tight, hold tight. Want some seafood? Oh, mama, shrimp, buns, and
rice. I think this song's about fucking.
Hold tight.
Get more headliners like that when you custom mix the 40s Junction on the Sirius XM app. It's just one of the ways you can customize the 40s Junction and other Sirius XM channels to fit your mood. For more details, go to SiriusXM.com/app now.
Shut up, dick. Your voice sucks. The better version of the song. It's a better version of the song. All these versions are better.
Divide, they were playing out on the radio. The rivers and the rains flow to the west.
Western Ocean or run through the Eastern Plains. So you go east and I go west. You... I won't stop running.
And if he looks at a sign and says, you know what, I don't feel too good about this, then I trust Pat Riley.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Pick from a range of coverage options with the Name Your Price tool to find a price that works for you. Coming up next, a month's
Champions League. The next year, you have the opportunity.
See if you can bring a guy like Blake Griffin, because I don't see how else, you know, we're going to get a name there.
About the fact that we saw lots of empty seats in the stadiums. There were high ticket prices.
That's
against Zach Hopek. Didn't take long for them to get started. Cody Raymer, who had himself one heck of a night.
Exciting game. Who would have thought, right?
Yeah, no, the Phillies played pretty well this week.
But in his 10th or 11th year, whatever it was, still able to run for 11.
Cook favorite meals in the clubhouse for them.
Major D's.
Yeah.
Major D's.
Servers.
0-1 to count.
Now the set. And a half swing and a miss by Darnold. He's pulled on a slider in the dirt, 0-2. But so what happens most times, that player comes down on a minor league rehab assignment. Even though Papelbon didn't stay, he might have left the clubhouse manager a few dollars to say, hey, make sure everybody eats well after the game. If you're getting pieces, make sure you upgrade those pieces. Everything on them.
Yeah, no, that's a treat for the minor leaguers.
Yep. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Ripped into left. That's going to be a base hit off the slider. Worked toward the line to get it. That's stopping at second is...
He's talking about pizza.
And all of a sudden he loses the butt in.
Because you got that kind of time when you're calling baseball.
In the top 500.
Join us June 29th, live from Edmonton's Commonwealth Stadium, as we stand together in support.
Upgrade those fucking pizzas.
Brent Grace dropped out.
Determination. E-Auto Pay. One TV included. Taxes and surcharges.
It's men. It's hunters. Now, I never saw hunters. I'm Jewish, you know. We don't hunt. We never did hunt, by the way. Even back in biblical days, we just went in the woods and waited for animals to die. Look, hey, the deer, he's coughing, got the crew. He's got me.
And to readdress your rumors, Jason, Oracle Arena is the Oakland, California, not San Francisco. So,
I know there's a bridge that separates.
Shut it. It's called the Bay Bridge.
I don't. I think it's irresponsible to be a complete maniac, not work on yourself, and then just have a kid, and then just start downloading all your fucked up thoughts onto their little pristine little hard drive. You know, just send them off to school with your little manifestos. They're freaking out on the kids at school. 2 plus 2, Timmy, what you get? Daddy keeps cash in the wall because he doesn't trust banks. Yeah. No, it's embarrassing to know this little about yourself at my age, man. I gotta get me on. Like, you know, I finally ended up getting that pumpkin. You know, I did it. I actually had to bring my girlfriend down to the supermarket, and I had to walk her by the pumpkins because I knew the second I did it, she was gonna freak out. And she did. The second she saw them, she was just like, oh my God, a pumpkin. Halloween's coming up. We should get a pumpkin. I have to get a pumpkin. Start doing like this little pumpkin dance, and I had this unbelievable urge to take her head and just fucking mush it right through the pumpkins. And really hold it there for a second, like feel the panic in the back of her head as the air bubbles became like less and less frequent. She sat there contemplating, is this how it's gonna end? Pumpkin seeds up my nose. I always envision being surrounded by loved ones, looking back on achievements. It's so orange.
I'm really, I thought about it today and I thought, I'm not doing a good job.
It's like this memo goes out. They're getting close. Change it, change it, change it, change it. But I try. Bullshit. My grandma died at 84, right? On his 80th birthday, I said, what do you want to do for your 90th birthday? And it took him a minute and he really thought about it. He finally looked up at me and he goes, die. I don't understand. Can you go, come my friends are excited. They tell me, I can't wait to get old. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be so much fun. Really? You want to get old? That's what you want to do? My grandma's 88 and active. 88 and active. It's not pretty, you guys. It looks like a DUI stop gone wrong. Okay.
I'm not entirely sure. I know our engineer's working on it now.
Yeah, but what's always it's always that same stupid dumbass thing, and nobody does anything about it. We had a meeting about this. Look at this. Look at this shit. I can't even hang up on this fucking
thing. Last time I thought they were saying it was some sort of Verizon problem.
Yeah, Verizon. I have Verizon. I never have a problem. In the trunk, feeding into blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, the phones are fine, except here on my show. I guarantee every other fucking radio program on Sirius. I don't know how many live programs are on now, but I bet you they have phones. And this goes on all the time, especially during my hours. I'm so sick of it. And it's always when I want to take phone calls, you know what I mean? Normally, I don't even want to take any calls. Right now, I'm in the mood to take calls. I can't do it. Why did I wake up this morning? I should have just stayed in bed. No, I bother. Let me go take a break. I'll go find out what's going on with the phones. Although, maybe it'll just upset me, you know? Because I get the same explanation, and I swear to you, like that Brexit, I don't even understand. This is probably due to Brexit. Maybe our phones start tying in with the European Union. I don't know.
Less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards.
I want more freedom.
It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-660-1684. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are.
And he had a good family.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy for anybody who can.
Me, it's just life. At the same time,
what really impresses me about this cast, Laverne, is that everybody is able, everybody has to be funny. But also, like, as you said, like, I mean, for your character, I mean, this is a very dark season for Sophia.
There is no programming available on this channel. For a listing of everything you can hear on SiriusXM, please go to SiriusXM.com.
To be off the air at this time, for complete information on this channel, including...
You can't pronounce in your hot dogs. Go down a cleaner path and enjoy a worry-free wiener from Applegate. And while you're at it, try Applegate's other natural and organic meats. And if you like what's on the menu, Applegate, what's in your hot dog?
Good
read. You're listening to The Moms with Denise and Melissa. Join the conversation now at 888-94-STARS.
Welcome back to The Moms. I'm Melissa Newsom-Gerstein with my sidekick, work wife, better half.
Denise Albert.
With some shades on.
There
you're like,
go.
Your shades of blue today.
Shades of blue.
Wish you could J-Lo in here.
What?
Blue. You're wearing all blue.
My shades.
But I thank you.
That'd be.
I thank you very much for calling, Gail, because I think what you're dealing with, a lot of women actually now are dealing with who haven't had to deal with it before. But thank you for calling. And for any of you listening out there who would like to call, I can be reached. I'm Dr. Virginia Sadock, and my guest today, Dr. Garcia, can be reached also at 1-877-NYU-DOCS. That's 1-877-698-3627. Or you can send an email to docs@SiriusXM.com. And let's go to our next caller now, who is Susan from Florida. Susan, are you there?
I'm calling because 33 years ago, I married a man who had a 38-inch waist, 6'4", and 220 pounds. And now he weighs 375 pounds, has a 52-inch waist. He's the tenth. He has no interest in his health or
losing
weight. I'm very flexible, but I can't get on top, and he can't produce an erection that's worth, you know, that's worth anything, really. And he won't let me go to the doctor with him.
Does he go to the doctor himself?
Yes, he does.
I guess he doesn't want you to hear what the doctor has to say, or he doesn't want the doctor to hear what you have to say.
I imagine.
Does the doctor he's seeing, is it for a weight loss management program?
No, he's a general practitioner. He has a mild blood pressure problem, and he's taking an Alpril for that. It works very well. But the problem didn't start, you know, the emphasis problem didn't start with the blood pressure medication. This is a recent thing, and he's been taking the blood pressure medication for quite a long time. He used to be very flexible, but now he doesn't even want to do more than just give me a little smack on the lips and say goodnight.
Well, he's sort of eating his sexuality. He really is
what?
Eating. What I'm saying is he's eating his sexuality.
Really?
Huh. Well, yeah. I'm not saying that's the reason he's overeating, which he clearly is. Has this been a slow progression to this weight, or was it suddenly put on?
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
It has, especially since our son died.
Oh.
About 3 years ago.
Then I take it.
It increased a lot more then.
Yeah. Was this your son also, Susan?
No, it was his son.
Yeah.
There's a very sudden, unexpected death due to a tumor embolus that traveled to his heart.
Oh, my. Yeah.
We didn't know he had kidney cancer. Nobody knew.
Yeah. And was your husband's son? I mean, was he close to him in addition, aside from the fact that...
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He was very close to him.
I'm sorry for the loss, for you as well. And I take back what I said. I don't think he's eating his sexuality. I think he's eating his sorrow. And I think what is necessary here, I mean, for his physical well-being, it's necessary for him to lose the weight. But I think it would be necessary for him, and this could lead back to sex, but I think it's necessary for him to process the grief. I don't know if you ever get over the loss of a child these days. You know, in the 1800s, you kind of expected it.
That's very difficult.
Yes. But one can get some help in dealing with the grief. And I really think he should see a counselor. I think he should see a therapist. I think this is important.
And there is a significant populist movement that just won the mayoralty of Rome. So there could be a
out of this. So, you know, the legal uncertainty, you know, we heard David Cameron yesterday in the UK talking about the process they're going to go through with the governments and so on. But then there's probably this bigger question for the banks, which is the passporting in the EU. So if you're a bank based in London, can you do business in the other EU countries? What does that mean? And also, what does that mean for London as a financial centre carrying on EU business? I guess the other big factor, though, and this is probably...
All right, I'm home.
I'll see you later. Have a good night.